Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Budget may say pre-owned inventory. Right? Go to Sunbury Motors. They have a great selection, and the Sunbury Motors guarantee to back it up after they've gone over the vehicle themselves. Fabulous service department, too, that makes it one-stop vehicle shopping. Inspections, routine maintenance, diagnostics, they do it all. It's at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Woods 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. A mystery guest in a moment. No mystery for Illinois last night. They went inside to Kofi Coburn early and often.
Curbelo back inside. He's just too much. They can't contain him right now.
Welcome to the weight room, Chris Vogt.
Coburn spinning. Coburn scoring.
So good.
Yep, he had 37 last night. That's his Big Ten high, career high 38. He was 16 and 19 from the field. Stephen Crowell, the 7-footer for Wisconsin, played him all night and had no rebounds. I mean, you want to know what a mountain of a man looks like? You have got to see Kofi Coburn. Like, you look at him and go, that dude is... I mean, you feel like that if you hit him, you're going to bounce off him. It's powerful. My goodness. All right. Here we go. It's another mystery guest time. You're really enjoying this, Matt. I can tell.
I am, yes.
Yes, you're enjoying it. So let's let the next mystery guest join us. All right, time now for the latest mystery guest to sign in. I feel like we're doing What's My Line here. So who do we have?
Hey, Steve. Hello. This is Mike from Mechanicsburg. Just telling Mike. You, I enjoy your show. I love listening to you, and I'd love to have more of you talk and less of that strawberry guy after the basketball games.
Mike. Oh, my goodness. Are you going to talk to Gerard?
Hey, it's Coach Shrewsbury, Steve. How you doing, man?
Coach Shrews. You know, I always love less of that strawberry guy. Coach Shrews, how are you? I missed you last night because I know you were out recruiting, even though I guess it, everybody was sick. But, yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I just wanted to call on and, you know, congratulate you on your show. 10 years is awesome. And that,
I need you to stay here 10 more years.
You know what? That means you're doing a good job if you're here for 10 years. And, like, you being here and doing this, it's either you have a great show or they can't find anybody else to do it.
I vote the latter. I vote the latter. We'll go with that one. I'll tell you, it's one of the great things that's happened. Is that, you know, it was getting you on board. I've told everybody this because Dick and I love working with you, and it's been great to watch how you coach. It's to me, it's not just watching the game, but it's how you coach a practice. Now, I got to tell you, Fish last night hung in at practice.
You know what? Those guys, it's so much fun to work with our guys. Like, and now, like, you know, even for me, it's everything's so new. Right? Like, I've never been a head coach, and now it's February, and how do you treat the season in February? How do you keep your guys focused and on edge, but now you shorten the season. There's, you have to shorten practice so they're healthy and doing all that. So it's so much fun. I'm having so much fun with these guys. And, you know, I love, you know, traveling and being around you and Dick and getting a chance to talk to you guys after games. And, you know, you've seen a lot more basketball than you've probably forgotten more basketball than some of us have ever seen.
Excuse me, I wasn't around Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So I think I'll give you credit there. I wasn't around Gordon Hayward from midcourt. I'll give you credit on that one. How about that?
You know, that was just a side product of me being in the right place at the right time. No, that's.
I think you just described my career.
Inspiration all the time for our players.
Yeah, but you know, that is part of it, being in the right place at the right time, meeting the right people. So, like at this, you know, at this point in my life and career, I get to intersect with you, which is really cool and great. It's amazing. I'll tell you what I tell my class all the time. I tell them, you know, when you're in this business, I said, listen and observe. You'll learn so much. I cannot tell you how much I've learned from you in the last 3 or 4 months, because there's some things that you do that are the same as somebody else and some things that you do that are different that I really like and are better. It's amazing just on observation or listening what you can learn.
It is. Yeah, like in all parts of life.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you're telling your students the right thing, because I still watch and learn and listen. I don't get to do it as much now as I did when I was an assistant coach. But I used to watch, you know, about every game I could, whether it was NBA or college, just to pick up a little bit here or there. Like now, most of my time goes into focus on our team and scouting whoever we're playing next. So I don't get to watch random games, but I learned so much. That was a huge part of being in the NBA, was watching all these other coaches. There's, you know, 30 great head coaches in the NBA. And, you know, somebody runs something really good, you're going to see 5 to 6 coaches running the same exact thing the next game.
That's true, Mike. I know. That's exactly what happens along the way. Well, you know what's fun about this is we get to sit down for a half hour and do this again tonight. So.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to be there and enjoy more company and talking about Nittany Lion basketball. It's always a good thing.
How about this? Well, how about you and I agree the best, as much fun as we're having now, the best years are yet to come. How about that?
That's right. Best years are yet to come.
Sir, thank you. A privilege, the fact that you even called the show, Mike, means a lot to me. And, you know, and we'll see what we can do about that strawberry guy in the postgame show.
we'll do something. But congrats again. 10 years on the show, 40 years with Penn State basketball. And I know you, you're doing an unbelievable job, and everybody around here commends you. And we're glad that we get you. You're our own.
Well, Coach, thanks. I appreciate you more than you know. Thank you so much.
Yep. Have a great day.
Thanks.
See you
too. Safe trip back.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
For me, this is 7, and each one has been great to work with, and I can't wait to work Matt more with him, because he's just really. You know, everybody brings their own personality to it. He's great to Dick and me. I mean, he really is. So I've been very, very fortunate. Very fortunate with each and every one of them. They've all tolerated me.
Absolutely. He's and we're off to a pretty good start here. So looking forward to many more years. We'll see what happens.
Oh, he's terrific. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Geisinger 65 Forward is a new kind of healthcare for everyone 65 and older. Appointments with your doctor last longer here, and everything you need for better health is under one roof. lab work and imaging, state-of-the-art fitness equipment. There's even a wellness team dedicated to you. If you're 65 or older, this is the care you've been waiting for and the care you deserve. Book a tour at one of our locations. Visit geisinger.org/sign-me-up.
If you're thinking of downsizing, consider life at Nottingham Village. We offer maintenance-free living, 2 and 3 bedroom country homes, or if you prefer apartment-style living, check out our retirement center apartments. Our retirement center offers studio, 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Our largest apartments contain a full kitchen to dine in your apartment, or you can take advantage of our restaurant-style dining for as many meals as you desire. You also have access to Nottingham Village's activities and transportation to local events and stores. Our wide hallways allow the use of personal transportation devices for indoor use. And if you require some level of personal care, we can provide what you need on a case-by-case basis. To set up a tour of our properties, call Al Seidel at 570-473-8366 or log on at nottinghamvillage.org.
Hi, this is Justin Michaels from Surplus Outlet. No one has to tell you that prices on groceries and many other items have been on the rise recently. How do you get the most for your money? I have the answer for you and your family. If you have never shopped at Surplus Outlet, you're missing out on buying groceries at below wholesale prices. Save on the same things you'd buy at the big box stores, but you'll see savings add up. I invite you to come in to Surplus Outlet and see for yourself. Surplus Outlet has groceries and much more, including deli meats and cheeses, paper products, cleaning items, pet items, and yes, we have fresh produce as well. At Surplus Outlet, we don't play the game of lowering prices on one item just to raise the price of another. The everyday low price is just that, every day at Surplus Outlet, and we even bag your groceries for you. We have truckloads arriving daily with special buys, so check out our Facebook page or stop in often to save even more money. These specials go by fast.
Surplus Outlet is now hiring, so stop by and apply today. Surplus Outlet, with locations on Route 11 Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery. Visit them on their website or Facebook and sign up for additional savings. Do it today.
News Radio 1070 WKOK wants you to know about the people and organizations that help make the Susquehanna Valley a better place to live.
Shared Housing and Resource Exchange is an affordable housing option in Union and Snyder counties. Share brings together home hosts who want to share their home with home seekers looking for housing in exchange for rent, help around the house, or a combination of both. For more information, contact Dia Shader at 570-524-2100.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget, unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're the best. I hate to say that.
You.
You're the best. You know it, too.
Good to see you, pal.
And just so we can clarify, just to get this conversation started.
I think there needs to be some clarifying remarks. Everyone
in the SEC cheats except for Vanderbilt. Let's just throw it out there because those are the facts.
Where does Vanderbilt usually finish?
Last.
Is that evidence?
Yes, correct.
That's Trey Power.
That whole day was amazing at Penn Tavern a couple of years ago.
Trey Power. And where does Vanderbilt finish? At last. We had a blast that day. Not only that, the food was pretty darn awesome, too.
Correct.
I love Penn Tavern. So, I may just drive out someday to do the show and then go to dinner there when we're done.
That sounds like a good plan to me.
I think it's a great plan. Fun day, come in, do the show in the studio, and then go over there when we're done. Now that's living.
Exactly.
That's living. Yeah, I remember that day. I spent most of the show laughing. It was something else. And I think everybody had a great... Chris Wheeler was out there, right? Because Wheels has been out there with us.
He has, yes. I can't recall if he was
there at that party or not. Wheels and I have texted each other back and forth here in the last few weeks. Got to get him just back on the show just to have him back on the show for perspective. This baseball thing is, you know, because Wheels went through this. I mean, look. You know, you look how far back. Wheels goes to the 81 strike. He goes to the 85 strike. He goes to the 94 thing, 95. It's not like he hasn't gone through this. He has. So we ought to get him back on the show.
I think we could make that happen.
Good. It's one of the smartest guys out there. It really is. You can't do something for 37 years like he has. And, you know, like he wrote his book, which I have and I've read. But there's so much stuff that you can't put in there because you can't put in the private conversations, the private moments. You can't do that. Part of doing this job is that when Micah Shrewsbury, who was just on the show moments ago, says something to you, he is saying something to you. When James Franklin says something to me, he is saying something to me. It's not for public publication. Coaches need to have the right in their workspace. Remember, I am invited into their workspace. So they have a right to be able to, quote, I'm talking about, this is a bad expression considering Micah and James, right, to let their hair down. Okay. That's okay. And just have the ability to talk to you. You don't think over the years James hasn't just talked to me about, hey, what about this, 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 this? I mean, or asked, hey, what do you think about? And then we talk back and forth. Now, he doesn't go out and tell everybody what I told him. And I'm not going to go out there and tell everybody what he told me. That's the way it should be. Mike is the same way. He'll sit there and he'll tell me, you know, either at the end of a practice or, you know, in the plane or before we do the pregame show. And Pat was the same way. They all have been like this, where they talk to you. You know, what about this, this? Or I'll bring up something. I'll say, hey, what about X, Y? You know, and you'll get a good, direct answer. But it's two people talking. And I'll bet Wheels has a lot of that stuff. More than we got. He's revealed some of it to me along the way. You know, I worked Wheels into the Outback Bowl. Did you know that?
I did not catch that.
When Jordan Stout kicked off, you know, and Jordan always kicked the ball out of the end zone. And I said, that's headed toward Chris Wheeler's backyard in Clearwater.
There you go.
And I made sure I had it going in that direction, too. So,
see, that's why people like him stay in touch with you and call the show.
Well, yeah. Well, no, but for one thing, I think the world of the guy. I mean, we've had lunches, dinners, you know, it's all, you know, like you hear like with Doug on, yeah. It's always interesting talking to people, you know, that do what you do. So, you know, kind of walk a mile in each other's shoes. You know, you're the same way. You're doing all that play-by-play work right now. You know, although, you know, Sealands Grove, you know, it's like they're looking at a couple of the losses and they're kind of targeting you right now, but that's okay. You know, just kind of shake that off, okay? Just shake that off if you can. It's not your fault. You haven't taken any shots.
They finally won a game I called on Monday against East Pensboro. So we have perfect. Broken that.
And you predicted that. You predicted they would beat East Pensboro.
Correct.
So, which is awesome. You said that they would win. They did. Did you see the response today from John Elway? Talked about this earlier because the Broncos have been named in this, and I guess Elway was not exact, and nor would you think he would be enamored with what Brian Flores alleges. So we aren't there and don't know the decision-making process for the Broncos. So Brian Flores has made some accusations about it. And for all we know, he's right. John Elway has made some counter-arguments here. And for all we know, he's right. We don't know. We weren't there. But I'll say this. The Broncos, according to what they did, interviewed somebody the night before. Now, you're going to have to go back and check the notes to see if that's true. Supposedly, it's not only that I think a lot of people think it's Mike Munchak, who, by the way, did not get the job. And then at Brian Flores' request, they flew to Providence. Because Foxborough is halfway between Boston and Providence. Have you ever been to Foxborough?
Have not.
Oh, you should go. You'd fit right in. So they love you there. And so they, because the Patriots normally fly in and out of Providence, you know. It's just easier. And so they flew overnight, according to the Elway story, to Providence because the Patriots were in the playoffs. And Flores not only wanted to meet in Providence, but he wanted to meet at 7:30 in the morning. Okay. Well, it seems to me like the Broncos did what they could to accommodate his request. I mean, there has to be some respect there for that, right? Now, how it went, whether they just did it to do it, that's what he's accusing them of. I think for the NFL, obviously they'll take this seriously. But Brian Flores, by the way, is going to interview for the Texans job. You know that, right?
I do.
And look, David Culley got a bad deal in Houston. They gave him 1 year with those three quarterbacks? Really? And Brian Flores got a bad deal. They both got bad deals. So let's not... Okay? There's something wrong with it when you get a bad deal... And other people from the outside looking in are saying, I don't get that. There's some guys that you look at and say, yeah, I get it. Like, no offense to Joe Judge, but I get it. Right? Like, okay, Matt Nagy. Yeah, Mertzi, yeah, I know, I'm with you. Matt Nagy, gone. Okay. But not Flores and not Culley. So that part, that doesn't match up. Now, what the NFL also needs to look into is this accusation of tanking. And in the end, is a solution if it's proven to be true, if it is proven to be true, right? So let's at least take the cautious outlook here. Does Roger Goodell then handle Stephen Ross the way Adam Silver in the NBA handled Donald Sterling? Different accusations, but still, do you handle it the same way? Because the one thing, first of all, coaches and players are not trying to lose. Let's understand that. Right? That's why I always laugh when I hear some fans say, well, you know, we keep losing, we get a top draft pick. I'm like going, okay, you can't tell a coach or a player to lose. You can't. Because they're all aching to win. And every player is trying to keep their job, and every coach is trying to keep their job. Now, management can give them a bad hand to work with players that are trying hard but aren't good enough. Now, that's where it comes into play, a.k.a. the process in Philadelphia with the Sixers. The only team I know of that's ever paid less than the floor.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory, with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. And it's one-stop vehicle shopping because of the great service department. I mean, your trade-in's never been worth more, so, I mean, they'll make the buying experience great. But then after that, it's going to be taken care of. Routine maintenance, inspections, they do it all, and great diagnostics. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Is it bad that the suit uses babble at staff meetings? No? Okay. Just asking for a friend.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
All right. So I guess what, the next mystery guest is in the studio?
That is correct.
Oh, I get to unveil. I'm the wait, I'm the mystery guest.
Yes.
Wow, this is awesome. I am ecstatic.
And I have a feeling I'm going to get my credentials revoked right about now.
Oh, yeah, you're done. You're done. Hey, congratulations on a decade of this program that we thought was going to last 2 weeks.
It's probably true.
When you and I had that call all those years ago, and I said, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of you and I doing this thing together? He said, well, this should last about 2 weeks.
Actually, when I started the show, you know what I told Roger? Okay. I said, wouldn't this be awesome if this went 10 years? He said, that's the plan.
When Matt was talking about this whole anniversary week, he was talking about, you know, who are some of the guys that you had on the show and some of the people you had on the show early on. I said, the problem was we didn't even think of podcast at that point. You know, we were just happy to be on the radio talking sports.
Yeah.
And the whole idea that you and I kind of sat down with, well, not sat down, we were on the phone, was that you would have the insight that the average sports fan like me didn't have. So I was the average sports fan, and then you would try and talk me off the ledge. And it continues today with Matt Catrillo.
Exactly. It went to Sean Carey, then me. There's right. A theme going here.
You know, and said, don't forget Sarah Bartlett.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I had forgotten that Sarah had done a lot of stuff with us in those early years, too.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Listen,
everybody has said to me for years, how in the world do you compete with someone? I said, first off, there's no compete here.
No, there's no competing.
But I get what they're trying to say.
That's not how I work in life.
No. And they're not talking about a competition, but they said, how do you keep up is what they're really meaning. How do you compete with the knowledge that he has? I said, there is no way. I mean, the man has a memory like a steel trap. He sees it and remembers it forever. So I'm lucky if I remember it for 15 seconds. So I would come up with something and see, like, no, that's not right, because here's what really happened.
Who are you again?
I'll tell you what, we had so much fun on the program, you know, just talking about, you know, and I would complain about the Phillies or the Steelers or just in general how stupid sports could be. And then you would tell me exactly why it's the way it is. And, oh, yeah, it's because there's money involved. And then we'd talk to Tony Knopp, and I'd be like, nope, I'm done. I'm out.
It still happened to this day.
Okay. All right. So it should be pointed out that the suit has a love-hate relationship with Tony Knopp.
Yes.
He loves having him on because he's a great guy, because Tony is. He hates having him on because it takes away all the illusion of what he thinks sports
is. It's gone.
Is.
He said, well, here, and then it's like, you know, I really wish they would keep him for another year. You know, I know there's a lot of money. And then you start talking about, well, here's why you can't keep him. Like, no, stop taking the magic out of sports. You suck the fun out of sports with the information.
He would do that all the time. You're sucking the life out of sports? I said, I'm just telling you how it works. I can't help it. I'm not in charge.
And you know what? We dealt with everything in sports. I mean, you know, in those early three or four years, you know, we dealt with some really big stories, and we were both on the air during the Boston Marathon bombings.
Yeah.
And that completely changed the whole complexion of the program that day.
Sure.
It wasn't sports anymore.
Right.
And we were lucky because you knew the area so very well that what we were hearing and the reports we were getting, you were able to, you know, narrow down and kind of pinpoint things for folks that hadn't lived, you know, been in that area or lived in that area. That was the day I remember that, to me, that it proved that this show is more, that can be more than sports, too.
Yeah, well... Yeah, that was a hard one to sit there and talk about. And, you know, I remember going into the office the next day up at Lash Building and Bill O'Brien, and they were going through the neighborhoods up in Watertown where Bill and Colleen, one of their babysitters, was in that neighborhood up there when they lived up there. So, I mean, everything was, you know, personal, and it was...
Yeah, I mean, you added something that no one else, even in the networks, could add at that particular time.
Well, you know what? There was also another part of it. This is a different element to it. As you know, I'm not a big Twitter fan. but I've always said, in other words, guys, you know, in 180 characters, anybody can complain about anybody and whatever, and you know, okay. But Twitter was really important in that story, because they, whether the reporters were on scene or at a press conference, they would tweet out the subject lines of what was being talked about.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that's where Twitter shines when things like that happen. Twitter does not shine when you hear, hey, our cat just went to the bathroom outside for the first time. Like, oh, okay, really? Well, good for you. You know, Twitter does not shine when I think, I don't recall asking you what you thought. So I'm trying to think here. What part of the did I recall asking for your thoughts?
Now the Rio Summer Games were my favorite. That was my favorite moment. Because a lot of the events were going on during the program, and you and I had a conversation like, do we hold this information? Because I can pull it right now. I'm watching it right. I'm watching the swimming right now, and you're like, is NBC paying our signing our checks?
That's what I said to him.
No, they're not.
The answer is no.
No, yeah. They're not. We don't have to hold anything.
Yeah, I've shared that story before about working at another entity. And it was the 98 Nagano Olympics with Michelle Kwan and Tara Lipinski. And, of course, Tara will be on the broadcast for NBC with Johnny Weir again.
Yes.
And they're really good together with Terry Gannon. And Terry was on the 83 NC State basketball team that upset Houston, and it's 7:30 in the morning. Well, because I mean, Japan is, I don't know, was it 14 hours? So it comes over, and I'm doing the 7:30 sports, and I lead off the sports. I said, and Tara Lipinski has won the gold medal, and Michelle Kwan has taken the bronze, right? Which I think Kwan got the bronze. She did not get the silver. She got the bronze. And this woman calls the show, calls me, not, you know, when I'm done, and just rips me up one side and down the other. Right? Now, I heard some of it because I put the phone down, left, got a cup of coffee, came back. But the parts I heard were not complimentary that I had ruined her Olympic experience. So I got where she was coming from. So it's not like I didn't understand where she was coming from. But I finally said to her, I said, look, I said, just so you know, I don't work for NBC. I said, there's no check here from NBC. My job is to do sports news. That's sports news. Well, you ruined my Olympic experience. And I said, I apologize for doing it. I will do it in a different way next time. I said, if you give me a chance with it next time. Okay. And that, I mean, it wasn't like she was... she wasn't right and she wasn't wrong. Okay, she wasn't wrong. She wasn't wrong because it was her own personal experience. She wasn't right because that's not my job. Okay, so.
Well, I always get asked, what was your favorite show or what was your favorite part of the show?
And I always told people, they always ask me, what's your favorite part of the show? And it's at the end.
I have two. My favorite part of the show was story time with Steve. That was the best.
He actually had an opening theme. I like to point out that he is the technical genius behind all of this. Anytime we have a problem with something, he solves it.
Well, and if not, I make it look like I'm solving it. It's right. All in the image.
I mean, I know enough to make certain things happen here, which I think has always helped.
Yes, okay. It has.
Yeah, okay. But he's really the technical genius.
Well, the best day of the program is when I convinced you in Pocono, the IndyCar came up to Pocono, and I convinced you to take the show on the road for the first time. Mm-hmm. And we talked to the folks at Pocono. They're like, this is a great idea. We love this. And we're planning all this out for the Friday before. You know, the guys are coming in. There'll be practice going on. And they're getting ready for qualifying on Saturday. So we'll have all these people available to us. We're checking in with ESPN. We've got everybody lined up. And I get there about 3 hours before you because I want to make sure everything was set up. We get set up in our little broadcast booth. There is absolutely no one at the track. I mean, there is no driver at the track. They had changed the schedule the day before. There is no one. I'm walking through the garage area, and there is nobody around, and I am in a complete and total panic. I'm like, Steve, I don't know what we're going to do. I have nobody here. Oh, what are we going to do? He's like, relax, we'll be fine. We'll figure it out.
That is me. That's me.
As Jack said, everything's an even keel with Steve. Nothing goes over. What does he always say? Blood pressure never goes over 120.
He always says my heart rate is 45.
That's right. The heart rate's 45.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
Yep. So and we got Scott Goodyear. I remember that.
Well, I'm stumbling across people, and Scott Goodyear literally walks right by me, and he had just come in, and the only reason, and I'm in, like, I'm zoned out. I didn't even see Scott Goodyear walking up to me, and he stops because I'm wearing a lanyard that has Nazareth Raceway on it, which, of course, is now defunct.
Right.
And he said, hey, I just happened to stop there. Or I just happened to come right by there as I flew into Allentown. I drove right by and came up. So that's how we ended up with Scott Goodyear on the program. And Scott's like, just check in with the folks at ESPN, make sure that's all right. And so we did, and Scott Goodyear's on the show with us.
Yeah.
And bailed it out because I had nothing at that moment.
I had a baseball game that night, too. I had to drive out of there. Yeah. And then, of course, when you were driving out, you were driving side by side with Ryan Hunter Ray.
Oh, that was great!
And you told me later how you were trying to beat him to the light. I was like, that's just sad. Just sad.
Let's just say he did. And when he got on 80, I don't think he was doing 65 at that moment.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
He was moving. He was now. I don't know if it's because he saw me following him. I'm not sure why, but you know he was moving on the highway.
Most people that we know that have been associated with you have taken legal action. All right, so.
But that was the best day because we bailed out. We got a show bailed out on that one. It could have been a really long day. And there's three of us. There's you, me, Scott Goodyear in this small booth. And I'm like, Scott Goodyear, this is awesome.
And we actually got the head of the track,
yep,
too.
Yep.
So we did, and it was hot in that little hut.
Oh, man. It was a warm day in July, no question about that. That was when it was over July 4th weekend.
Yep.
That was the day I was in a complete and total panic, and it all got bailed out. And the beauty was, I said to him, I said, Steve, do you need me to do anything? No, I got it. We're good. I'm like, yeah, but I know, I mean, no offense, but I know a little bit more about IndyCar than you do. I'm fine. And there's Steve, just firing question after. I'm like, oh, that's a good question. I didn't even know you knew that. So yeah, my job was to cover IndyCar in the Olympics, and I think I did that well, Matt.
That doesn't surprise me one bit.
And we've had some Olympic people on there too.
Yes, we have. We had them on from Sochi as well.
Right, Jason Turtman was actually on his way to a sliding event in Russia, and we had him on the program.
Yeah. I think we had Aaron Hamlin on too, didn't we?
Yeah, I was trying to think. I thought we had worked with. Did we ever get Gabby Douglas? Because we were working on her.
No, we did not get.
We
did not get Gabby Douglas.
I know we were working on it, but I didn't know if we were ever able to pull that off or not.
No, we did not. But we got Aaron Hamlin on.
Yep.
So we did that. Hey, we've had a few along the way. Now for this one on the coaches show, I had Allison Kumi on the show.
Oh.
Who's Team USA scout for USA Hockey. She was on the coaches show 2 weeks ago. And she had moved her schedule around and moved her flight back a day. Plus, she had to buy 4 more burner phones. And why? I mean, your people pick these places. I have no idea why they picked them. It's 44-40 vote. We're not going to Kazakhstan. What? And so I had her on. And she's there right now. And Team USA did beat Finland today. The games were actually physically in
there. I have that on my DVR. Thanks, Steve.
And one of our key players got hurt.
Oh, come on. I've been cleaning off my DVR for a half a month now.
Yeah, you can get rid of all that stuff on there that you had on there before.
You know, and you know what my favorite sport is in the Winter Olympics? Curling. You know why, Steve? Because even at my age and my physical conditioning, I could actually curl. Now, I can't do it at the Olympic level quality, but I could actually do that sport.
Of course you remember this. But you may not know this. It's an Olympic fun fact with Kevin Herr on The Steve Jones Show.
And your Olympic fun fact is curling is something you could actually do at almost any age and possibly even be an Olympian. Can't say that about figure skating. Sure can't say it about downhill. And yeah, you know anybody over the age of 30 besides Sean White doing snowboard and halfpipe? I don't think so.
Yeah, except I saw you do curling once. It's the first time I've ever seen it done where they gave somebody oxygen when it was over.
Hey, listen, that's a lot of sweeping.
I thought that was a bad sign. No, you were actually pushing the stone. like, why is he breathing so heavy? He just pushed the stone.
That's a lot of sweeping you got to do there.
Well, let me say this. I know we're going to wrap up the show here. Okay. All kidding aside, in the 10 years, everyone knows I make one repeated joke after another about the suit. The suit is almost a mythical figure with true stories.
Yeah, that's also true.
Okay. But I love him. And he's like a brother to me, and the show never would have had the opportunity to get off the ground the way it did over the first few years if he wasn't the other person sitting there. And I've always been grateful for that. He'll always be an important part of what I do, and I think the world of him, and he's just one of my best friends. And so I just want to make sure everybody understands that. I'll go back to cutting you to shreds tomorrow.
Hey, I'm telling you, the feeling is very mutual.
About cutting me to shreds?
Yes,
I understand.
Yes, that part, yes. Next to Chief, you probably know me better than anybody else.
Yeah.
Not because you wanted to, but because you had to.
believe me, Chief and I feel the same about it. We think the world of you. We really do. And again, a major part of the success of this show, whatever, how much I've held it back, we can argue that, deals with you and Matt and Sarah and Sean, and so I can't say enough great things about all of you. because it doesn't happen without people like you. So, and also, I want the sales staff has been phenomenal, selling the show, getting it out there, making sure. I mean, look, this doesn't happen without Sunbury Motors and Tom Mertz from day one. This doesn't happen without Adam Purdy and the entire Purdy family who are with us every Monday. Tomorrow we'll have Brewers Outlet and Corey. They've been all with us since day one. And look, this was Roger's idea. Roger came up with the idea. Roger came up with the concept. But Roger's always been one of the great forward thinkers. And because Roger's always been a great forward thinker, that's what's made him a great leader. So there you go.
Well, like I said, you know, the feeling from me is very mutual, and nothing means more to me than when I shoot out a text to you and see how things are going just out of for nothing. And it's been, you know, and it's been a couple of weeks since we chatted. Or yeah. you'll shoot me a text going, "Sounds good tonight. You sound good tonight. Just relax."
Yeah, I did do that, didn't I? Yeah, you're a little upset about how you're doing.
I had a bad first half, and of course, and the first thing Steve says is, "Listen, I was listening. It wasn't that bad. You always make it worse than it really is."
Yep. And I told him, I said, "Forget about it." I said, "It's a brand new half. Start fresh."
And we had a great second half.
Yes, you did. You had a fabulous second half. Sealands Grove won the other night, so I guess Matt can do another game, which is good. Because, yes. I mean, there were petitions. Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me be a part of this and be a part of those first several years.
Just so everybody knows that we're coming back on Monday with another show, or this is not the end of the show, okay? It's making it sound like all week, like, oh, my goodness, this is it. No, I plan on, at least on my end, doing this as long as they want me here. So
Steve, there's back. Something we didn't tell you.
I'm back on Monday, I think. And we have, what do we got? Bob Nightingale tomorrow, and then two mystery guests tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
He's never been so worried about mystery guest after today.
I know. He's going to be happy when this week is over.
it's a little easier when you, like, you know, you have somebody on and you know, oh, he's going to be on. I know what I'm going to talk about. Instead of sitting there going, okay, who's this going to be and where do I got to go with it? So.
And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I sat in the back of the booth during a Penn State blue-white game. He and Jack are just as relaxed there as he is on this program. Roger, on the other hand, different story. Love Roger, but yeah, Roger's me. Roger and I have a lot in common.
I've learned that already.
Raji? Oh, I don't know. It's all right. We got it. Raj, we got this. We're good. Oh, okay. Then at the end, I knew it would work. It's like, okay. Sorry. I don't know why I'm like that. I have no idea. I don't know why.
It's a gift. I don't have it. I have the other gift.
Same.
I have instant panic.
Well, he already called one of head football coach in the Big Ten an idiot earlier. So it wasn't another big Matt Cotrillo day.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at SunburyMotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.